Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Dr. Mina going to phone the program tomorrow. Our comedian friend John Caparulo is going to phone here shortly. He's at the Funny Bone beginning tomorrow night. Tomorrow night one show, couple shows Friday, couple shows Saturday. He's going to be in Vegas and coming up to Columbus, Ohio, Spokane, Washington, back in Vegas. All right, so we haven't seen John in a while. We're not going to see him when he calls in, but you can see him in person at the Funny Bone this weekend.
This week seems to be moving along quickly.
Yeah, you said that now. Damn it.
When you said he was going to be there tomorrow, Wednesday?
Yeah, I was surprised when I said that, too.
Yeah, for you, maybe.
And then next Friday, we might have off because Todd's getting this vaccine next Thursday, so he has to find out how much of a piece of crap he is on Friday morning.
Ah.
Yeah, so I'm guessing he's still going to come in here and just be a piece of crap.
Yeah, you think I'm already convincing myself that I'm going to get sick? Because I really don't want to.
I know. You told the boss yesterday, said, I might not take off next Friday. I'm getting my vaccine next Thursday.
Did you have any side effects after the first dose?
Yeah, I did. I felt really woozy, a big head rush that lasted for about an hour. Yeah. About 3 hours after the shot.
Well, this is Friday morning. You get your vaccine.
I get it Thursday at noon, a week from tomorrow.
John Caparulo, funnybone.omaha.com. Check out to get tickets tomorrow night through Saturday. We haven't seen John in a while. Hi, John. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, man. How you been? What did you do during the pandemic's still going on, but obviously you were sitting at home for a long time, right? How'd you kill time?
Yeah. Pretty much what I do every day, except I didn't have to go do any comedy shows. So there was no interruption in my couch time whatsoever. So I was having a lot of days when you're just like, why did I shower? Like, what was the point in doing that? Who am I trying to impress? So, yeah.
That's a funny part because you're right. Because the only thing a lot of comedians did what you did, the same thing, except they didn't go to the airport on Wednesday or Thursday.
That's it. That's seriously it. It's like, yeah, I'm used to doing nothing, I at least had a trip out on a nightly basis or whatever to justify my existence, but that was over.
When was your first show?
I had my residency show in Vegas up until March 15th of last year, and then once that got shut down, it was from March 15th to July. So yeah, it was July, like late July.
You did some summer shows. Did you get sick? Did you stay safe?
I'm good. I somehow managed not to turn into a zombie. Yeah.
Okay.
Where's your room in Vegas? Or where was your room in Vegas?
Harrah's in Las Vegas. It's technically, they still have my poster up, so we'll see. You know, I mean, if people start coming back to Las Vegas, I might have a show again. We'll see.
All right. I hope you get it back.
Was that every? Were you there? Were you off the road then for a while? Were you just in Vegas?
For the most part, I did the occasional road trip, but for the most part, yeah, it was like, you know, I was able to cut out the airplanes and hotels and got to be my kid's dad for a while, which that's why I wanted to do it.
Were you living in Vegas?
Yeah, we still live in Vegas. Oh. We're stuck here now.
Oh, but, cool. Yeah.
Okay. We ain't going nowhere for a while, so yeah.
Oh, that's cool. You were living in Vegas then.
Looking obviously at your website here, did you write a few comic books during the pandemic, or have those been around for a while?
You know, I had them written before the pandemic. Once the pandemic hit, it was like there was nowhere to sell them. I started doing the comic book series because I've been wanting to try to turn myself into a cartoon for about, I don't know, 6 years, 7 years, but okay. I can't draw, so that's a problem.
Yeah.
But you'd think I would have taken some classes over the past year, but no. But I couldn't draw, but I wanted to turn myself into a cartoon, and a friend of mine was like, hey, why don't you write it as a comic book series until you can get the actual animated show going? So I was like, oh, that's a cool idea. So yeah, started writing some a comic series to go with it. It's a fun outlet. I mean, as far as writing some comedy, that doesn't involve me and a microphone and some drunks. So yeah.
Who did the drawings for you?
Yeah, who did the drawings?
I did what most people in the cartoon world who are committed to uplifting our society. I found a guy in the Philippines.
Oh. So,
who works cheap. So, he was able to bring it to life for me. So, yeah.
He works cheap. John Caparulo with us, funnyboneomaha.com. Tickets for tomorrow night through Saturday at the Funny Bone here in Omaha. And then, of course, looks like you're going to be in Columbus and Spokane. Is this Vegas show, it's called The Space?
Oh, no. Well, we have a show going now that we just started recently at a place called The Space here in Vegas, where we're doing, it's the first Tuesday or second Tuesday of every month. I know it's next Tuesday when we do it again, but we did the first one. It's basically like I'm starting to do this with my road show, too, but we decided to do a thing where it was like, okay, if we're going to do, because, with social distancing, it's like everybody's doing virtual shows.
Right.
So we decided, why don't we do a thing where we pass the hat around and have people put in their suggestions about topics they want to hear me talk about. And it was so fun the first time we did it last month. I was like, I want to do this every show I do on the road. So we, as long as the club's cool with it and everything, they basically put a bucket out there and put some notes on people's tables, and people write down topics, and it's great for me because it gives me all kinds of new places to go as a stand-up, and if the show sucks, it's the audience's fault. So
has there been, because I know how drunken comedy club audiences can be, because anybody writes something in there was completely horrible, and you couldn't even...
Yeah, they do. you look at it, and it's just like, thanks. 9/11. Oh, what a great short comedy that is. Thanks for the tip.
Riff on 9/11.
Because it isn't too soon for anybody there.
How about some other horrible things? I mean, people write stuff that's not, like you said, you're going to do.
Sometimes, I think people are, think that, they're going to throw me for a loop.
Right.
I remember when we did the first one here in Vegas, the virtual show, there was I pulled out and it was, transvestite yard sale. And I'm like, I'm good there.
Yeah. I can do 10 on that.
It's a rich tapestry I can weave out of that. So yeah, that was actually fun. That's the cool thing about it. It's like, somebody can give me a topic and it's like, well, I might not be able to get as specific as, I haven't been to any transsexual yard sales yet. But, I can take that sort of area and go, okay, well, that reminds me of something, that maybe came up at some point. So it's fun, man. It really is. It's a good time. It keeps the audience all right, we're kind of involved with the show, and as a comic, you don't kind of go on autopilot really, because I can still always go back and do,
you're
what I want to head to. But it's fun.
A lot of credit to your audience. If we did nothing but take phone calls, It would suck. We just invited input from listeners.
To fall back on. It's kind of like when I'm on stage, you know, and it's like, yeah, if I get enough, you know, 9/11s and weird yard sale ones, you know, I can go, all right, well, let's listen to Jack and Diane by John Cougar
Mellencamp. Like, you're spinning tunes, okay.
It's like that. So, yeah.
John, did you get the vaccine yet?
I have not. Okay. I have not.
Is Nevada due yet for your age group?
I don't know. My wife hasn't said anything, and I haven't had any troops knock at my door yet. Okay. So, I mean, when that happens, I guess I'm getting jabbed.
Okay.
So, we'll see.
Yeah, get that. Got to stay safe.
You don't even sound curious about it.
I'm really not.
You got to be safe, man.
I would love to subscribe to the socialist area that is that's killing me financially. But you know what? It is what it is at this point.
That's killing me financially.
It is, man. Come on.
Of course it is. I'm sure it is. At least you're back on the road now. But I'm sure you had some tough times there. That sucks. John Caparulo. Good.
For me, it's just the consistency. You know, it's like if stuff made sense, I'd be fine with it. But it's like, you know, like last year, it was still literally illegal to have a comedy show like mine. But my wife and daughter were able to go to a water park. I'm like, really?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there were some ups and downs, like, when it came to what was legal,
like,
and what wasn't.
People laughing together, but go ahead and swim in each other's pee. That's fine. So yeah, that's where it's frustrating. You know?
Yeah, we did swim in each other's pee for years, so it didn't hurt anybody. Funnybone Omaha.
As long as you wear a mask, I think you'd be all right. Yeah.
FunnybonOmaha.com. John Caparulo this weekend at the Funny Bone, and well, cool. I can't wait to see you, man. Because we're not having anybody in the studio as of yet, but next time around you'll be in the studio with us. But have a good time, man. I appreciate you calling up.
Appreciate that, man. Great talking to you guys.
Right. Take care, man.
See you soon, we hope.
JohnCaparulo.com is the website. You want to find dates. He's all over the place. Columbus, Vegas, Spokane, Omaha this weekend. Yeah. And live streaming a bunch of places too.
The Vegas residency is like a dream.
That would be a dream,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletes, NAIA, has begun competition in women's flag football.
Oh, yeah?
There's
really?
13 small college teams in 6 states. One of them is Midland University in Fremont, Nebraska. Yeah. There's one out of Kansas as well.
Cool.
What's the Kansas school?
I forget offhand, but it's a little south of Topeka.
All right. Is it a flag football? Is it 7-man flag football?
This is six, I believe.
Yeah, usually flag is.
I'm not
it's
sure.
Six.
I
it's
could
about
be wrong.
Six. That's about six. You got a center. You got a couple guards. Everybody's eligible though in flag football in that situation, and a couple. You know, you run a running back or some split ends. Yeah, that's cool.
Now the NAIA.
It's a varsity sport. NAIA.
Not
or
quite.
Is it a club sport right now?
Not quite. Here's the deal. The NAIA entered a partnership with the NFL.
All right.
And reigning champs experiences that operates flag football programs across the country. Yeah. It's classified as an emerging sport, meaning that there's no NAIA-sponsored championship. You get a championship status once there are 40 programs.
Well, you know, ESPN will run those men's flag football championships, and I think they all go in Vegas for the Nationals. And they're amazing athletes.
They think this women's flag football, that they could see 40 programs in 2 or 3 years.
All right.
Well, according to this, there are 3 in Kansas.
Okay.
Kansas Wesleyan in Salina, Ottawa University in Ottawa, and University of St. Mary in Leavenworth.
All right. Yeah, but what about all those guys who are going to get their wieners chopped off just so they can play women's flag football?
That's a good point.
We're just starting that.
And they will be chopped off.
Hope it's worth it.
Yeah.
That was the extent of my... college athletic career.
Getting your wiener chopped off?
I played flag football.
Oh, that too. Okay. All right.
A little club sport at Arizona State.
Yeah, well, flag football's fun.
It can't take much to start a flag football program. You don't need much equipment.
Flags and a football.
Yeah.
And a place to play.
Right.
Yep.
Maybe some matching shirts.
Yep, matching shirts.
Well, you need the belts to hang the flags on.
Yeah, I said flags. Yep.
That could be a piece of string.
Yep. Get your penis cut off. Just to play 4 years of varsity girls flag football. I kicked ass, but then they wouldn't put my penis back on at the end. I screwed up.
Should have thought that through. Yeah.
I should have.
What was that flag football tournament we participated
all
in?
All the time,
On an annual basis.
That was great.
It was 3-on-3.
Flag it up.
No, no, 3-on-3 is basketball, Todd.
Yeah, was it air it out?
Air it out, but that was more than 3-on-3.
Flag it up?
Yeah, it was a national program.
Yeah, flag it up.
Sounds like a bar my dad goes to.
It does.
And it was me and Tyler and...
No, it was more than three. And flag football was more than three. It was you and me and
two Hooter chicks.
Two Hooter chicks.
Usually.
Yep.
Because we had to go co-ed.
There was a reason. always a reason.
You lost, right?
No, we didn't. No, we were pretty good, actually.
No, we always looked for the best available athlete.
Yeah, we did.
as long as they were a Hooter girl.
Oh, yeah. They had to be Hooter girls. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they just happened to be hot.
That was fun. In more than one way.
I helped coach my youngest flag football team.
Oh, I did too, by the way.
There was two times.
I coached my son's flag football
team. It's fun.
Team. Yep.
Because you don't need to really know much.
No, no.
I mean, there were five kids on the team. Like,
right.
I coached the defense. You know, the big decision was, do you put two or three on the line?
Exactly, right. Right.
But you could send a blitzer. There was two times I sent this kid on a blitz, and he, instead of going for the flag, he just launched to, like, just push the quarterback down.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. But both times you could see the quarterback realize that this was happening because they're not expecting it at all. It's flag football.
Right.
So this kid's launching through the air and they look over and there's just like, you know, just so much panic in their face. They're like, just before they hit the ground. It was really funny. So once you're done laughing, you're like, oh, dude, we can't do that again.
You can't tackle.
You just launched those kids.
One of the flag rules. Yeah. No tackling.
I think it's rule number one.
Right. Yeah, it is. Good.
But then you got to be like, hey, nice hustle.
I don't remember flag it up. I just am laughing about all this. When's your dad come to town, by the way? We'll flag it up with him.
Yeah.
We're going to flag it up with your old man.
He loves flagging
here.
It up.
I know he does.
Sometime next month.
Okay. Good. I can't wait to see him.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz reportedly requested a preemptive pardon.
What a scumbag.
During the end of the Trump administration.
What a scumbag.
New York Times reports that he asked then-President Trump to pardon him and some congressional allies, but they say it's not clear if Gaetz at that time knew about the reported Justice Department investigation into sexual misconduct accusations against him.
Well, either way, he knew he was doing something illegal somewhere.
Right.
It was probably just in case.
Yeah, he was worried about the other stuff we don't know about.
That's right. Man. A Gaetz spokesperson told the Times that the pardon request is not related to that probe. It's about other stuff. He is being looked at because of an alleged relationship with a 17-year-old girl.
He's the worst, man.
He's also going to headline a pro-Trump conservative women's event this week.
Right.
I saw that.
It was a group of people that got together. Yeah, well, they're all scumbags. It was a group that met before the insurrection. By the way, there was an insurrection about 3 months ago. Remember that?
Yeah, the 6th of January.
Yeah, he's going to be a keynote speaker at the Save America Summit organized by the Women for America First group.
God, these women are horrible.
And dumb.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Gaetz, this whole thing came out. This broke this morning. I heard it on the way in about Gaetz. Listen, if you're not illegal, you're not asking for pardons.
It's totally sleazy.
Again, what I will say is that the reason that they can give, now you're absolutely right.
Right.
But the reason that they can give to get around saying I was wrong or I did something wrong is the other side's going to say I did something wrong. The other side is going to turn things into saying I did something illegal. The other side is just looking for stuff.
Because they're all out
and they're making stuff up. It's fake news, and they're going
to
get me with their fakeness.
Apparently, he was stiff-armed by the White House, though, when they asked about it. And the reason they think he was stiff-armed, because the DOJ was already looking into him.
The right. Who?
And the DOG, excuse
Thank
me.
You.
They're already looking into him.
Yep.
So they knew they couldn't step into an actual ongoing beginning investigation. So they knew he was being investigated.
Probably.
For that. So you know he knew too.
You know the root of the problem with these scummy politicians is people who vote for them.
Yes. This guy will not quit. He's got to be charged and kicked out.
But and the sad thing is, you say he's the worst.
He's not.
But he's not.
No.
You know there's more. There's worse people than him.
He's the most visible one right now.
Yeah, right now. But the others are just getting away with it.
Now, like Joe said, QAnon thinks Democrats eat babies and have sex with pedophiles. But this guy actually has sex with young people, and he's okay.
Yeah, yeah, but he didn't eat any babies.
Right. So. Well, they need to prove it.
Yeah. We'll cut him some slack.
Good point. A dumb women's group.
That does take balls, though, to be like, hey, can I get a pardon? Like, for what? Like, I'm not quite sure yet.
Blanket.
There's got to be something.
Yeah. I've done a bunch of crap, and they're going to find out eventually.
Could be anything about half a dozen different things they might get me on.
Yeah. Depends on what you're aware of. That's what I'm asking for a pardon.
I'll tell you what he ain't doing today, though. He's not watching baseball.
No.
That Gates ain't watching baseball.
Or drinking Coke like a commie.
Drinking Coke like a commie. John Caparulo, funnyboneomaha.com to see John this coming weekend. Want to check out dates other places, johncaparulo.com. On back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.